You're listening to a podcast from the Brookings Institution.
History suggests that the new majority will interpret the vote as an endorsement of their agenda, which means that they'll be substantially less likely, I think, to give way to or even give ground to the Democrats on any issue where they think they can get a better deal next January.
This is At Brookings, a weekly in-depth look at the issues behind the news. This week, Congress and the lame duck session.
On Capitol Hill, midterm winners and losers must reconvene for a few more weeks. In the wake of an especially partisan cycle, there's still a great deal of legislation for the 111th Congress to consider, which begs the question, how lame will this lame duck session be? Senior Fellow William Galston takes a closer look.
It's been a very contentious 2 years leading up to the midterm election. So what's the likelihood that the lame duck session will be any less contentious?
It's unlikely that the level of contention that has characterized the past 2 years will go down a lot. The Republicans, of course, will be invigorated. They have received a substantial vote of support from the electorate. It's not a mandate, I think, because a lot of it was a vote against current conditions in the country. And it wasn't necessarily an endorsement of the Republicans' affirmative agenda. What that suggests to me is that the lame duck session is more likely to deal with routine business that absolutely has to get done than with highly contentious issues that are postponable in one way or another. So, for example, we don't have a budget for the fiscal year that's already started. The government is running on short-term continuing resolutions. For sure, the lame duck session has to figure out how to get the government funded through at least the beginning or a few weeks into the 112th Congress that will convene next January.
Is there any legislation that absolutely must be addressed over the course of this period?
Democrats will be under considerable pressure to get some things across the finish line that aren't going to happen unless they happen right away. At the top of that list, I suspect, will be the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Because given the shift of power in both the House and the Senate, I think Democrats would not be wrong to believe that it's now or never.
Well, doesn't Congress have to address the issue of the Bush tax cuts during the lame duck?
There has already been a lot of discussion within the two parties and to some extent between the two parties as to what to do about them. I find it hard to believe that the lame duck session will simply allow them to expire on December 31st because the two parties couldn't figure out how to prevent that outcome.
Is there any likelihood that the government could be shut down during this period?
I think it is very, very unlikely that the Republicans would want to create a dynamic that led to a government shutdown in the lame duck session. Among other things, people who are now very senior in the Republican leadership, including the presumptive Speaker of the House, John Boehner, remember very clearly what happened to the new Republican majority in 1995 and early 1996 when they decided to shut down the government. It was a public relations disaster, and it provided then-President Clinton with an opportunity to turn the tables on the Republicans and seize the political advantage in early 1996, which he never relinquished and which helped him gain an 8-point victory over Bob Dole that November.
Does a lame duck session offer any protections to the party that's about to take over?
Some lame ducks have functioned more actively than others. And And if there are some pieces of legislation that are very close to the finish line, and there's some support across party lines, and they've been deferred simply because there were some complications in the end game that needed to be worked through and time ran out, that's one thing. I think it is very, very difficult for a party that's been defeated in a midterm election to bring up highly controversial items that didn't really get close to the finish line before and expect them to do any better this time.
What is President Obama's role during the lame duck? Is he steadfast or is he a bit more conciliatory?
To quote the old country and western song, you have to know when to hold them and when to fold them. And Mr. Obama will have to make that distinction in his own personal way. There are some areas where he's already signaled a willingness to be more conciliatory. For example, he's talking somewhat differently about the Bush tax cuts. I mean, 3 months ago, he was not considering the possibility that the tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans would be extended even temporarily. Now he's clearly open to that. And there may be other areas where he decides that giving ground is the better part of wisdom. But certainly there will be many areas where if the Republican majority in waiting tries to go beyond a certain point in the lame duck, the president will stand up and say, no, I can't go along with this.
Stay up to date with the latest research, learn about Brookings events, and search our directory of experts, all from your mobile device. To download Brookings for your BlackBerry, Android, or iPhone, go to brookings.edu/mobile.